Steve, we're here at the kit launch for your new kit sponsors, Joma. Three fantastic kits, fantastic goalkeeper's kit. It's fantastic gear.
It is, it's gorgeous. The quality is really, really impressive as well, Rory. But like we were saying in the launch, the overriding feeling you got from Joma was professionalism. They made us as a club feel that, you know, they made us feel as a club that they wanted us to wear that gear.
Yeah.
You know, and that was really important. That's the first time we kind of sensed that since we came back here.
But a three-year contract kind of signifies...
three-year contract is really kind of saying, look, we believe in you, we trust you, we like what you are doing here. You know, so we're going to stick with you. And like Rory, it was very similar with Red FM as well. You know, we had nothing to offer really, per se. And, you know, you come in and you kind of... you stuck with us, and you know, we ended up having a good relationship last year, so hopefully we can have another great relationship next year and the next 3 years after that as well. So it's brilliant.
And launching the charity as well, ICANN, how did that come about?
Do you know, like, I'll be honest with you, ICANN is it's for young children with arthritis, and you know, they've only started. I walk over in Dupuy Johnson and Johnson, and Sean Connolly is a parent, and his wife Linda, obviously, and they had a child with arthritis. And, you know, we used to sit down each morning before we went to work and just have a chat, and he'd be telling me about ICANN and how difficult it was. They were only a new charity.
Yeah.
They're not getting much exposure, you know. But then you look at what they're providing for the families. You know, he was saying sometimes doctors write off kids' pains, growing pains.
Yeah.
And really, it's a form of arthritis. And... so we sat down, we had a good chat about it, and I said, do you think it would help if I brought it to committee and see if we could put an ICANN logo somewhere on the strip? Do you think that would happen? And he was absolutely thrilled with it, so I went to the committee, and thankfully they said, you know, yeah, let's do this, and hopefully we can give that kind of exposure. Hopefully people, you know, will learn, you know, about young arthritis in young people, because it's not something you associate with young people. Apparently there's over 1,000 kids with it in this country, and there's another 1,000 possibly been diagnosed with it. And if we can get it out there, you know, we could take an awful lot of stress off parents who just aren't sure what that is. So that's how it happened. Sean's a lovely fella, and so is his wife. And as you see here today, they're a great group. They get no grants. Everything is fundraising. You know, and there was a lot of kind of similarities with how they're going and how Ramblers are going, so it just seemed the perfect fit.
You'll be wearing your new kit for the first time against Limerick tomorrow, pre-season match obviously, but it's obviously a match you want to win because you want to defend that Munster Senior Cup title.
Well, yeah, we're only back 2 weeks, but like, you know, I'm sure they're only back 2 weeks. You know, we played a match against Cove Wanderers for a playground, a charity match for a playground down here last Tuesday, and we lost that 1-0, and you know, I was annoyed over that. I'm not going to pretend I wasn't. I was annoyed over it and still am a bit. But, you know, it's early days. We still have new players coming in. We're defining a certain way that we want to play. I'm not going to lie to you, the players haven't picked up on it yet. But, you know, we're hoping over the next few games they'll get better at that. They get fitter, they get stronger. But, you know, we have to go out here and give these a game tomorrow. I think one of the things we done with Limerick last year, we got so much respect. And they battered us for that. So, like, you know, we still have to respect them, but we're going to have to, you know, work hard, work on our fitness. I think you can make 5 subs in the Munster Senior Cup now, do you know what I mean? So, like, it's still, like, we can still get players on, you know, and get good game time, because it's all about going game time. But also it is now is that we've told all the players that these games now are for you to establish. Are you going to start in the team now, come Wexford Youth? So, like, there's, you know, there's good competition there.
Are you happy with the state of your squad? I know you've lost a couple over the winter.
Well, yeah, obviously, do you know, I was disappointed that we lost the three lads, because I think the players that we brought in and had the three lads stayed, you know, that was taking us to another level. How we're going to react to that, I don't know. All I know is that we have some very good players. The playoffs has had a huge bearing on what's going on in this league, and, you know, so, you know, the fact that they withdrew them. But I'll be honest with you, Rory, we're just going to go out, and we're honestly, I know this sounds stupid, but we're going to try and win this league. We just go out, we've nothing to lose now. They took the playoffs off us. The only team that goes up wins the league. We're just going to go out and have a go, really enjoy ourselves, give our young players a chance, do you know what I mean, see where we are. The club is getting stronger and stronger. You know, and please God, if we don't win the league, you know, Waterford are throwing money at it, Longford throwing money at it, Shells are putting money into it, Wexford putting money into it. So there's a lot of teams putting money into it. We're not. We're putting effort and desire and young players into it, and sometimes that can surprise people, and that's what we'll be hoping for this year.
Has there been any further discussion? Is that it now? The FAI aren't for turning?
As far as I'm aware, that's it. Do you know what I mean? And that, and if you look at the history, once a decision is made, it's never turned around. So, you know, we had our moan about it. We're really disappointed about it. We're trying to put certain structures in place here, you know, because, you know, I think everybody's worried about if you're not winning the league after 3 or 4 months, you know, the crowds will start to drop. Yeah. We're just trying to look at other avenues, you know, the match day experience, try and make that as enjoyable as possible, make the fundraisers different, mm-hmm. you know, get people into the club that way. You know, we have a new subcommittee mm-hmm. that's complementing the existing committee, and they've been fantastic. Young, they're very young, very innovative. Mm. And that great crack, and you know, the whole club, seriously, right, the whole club is a lovely vibe about it. So we really want to go out now and carry that good vibe that's off the pitch, bring it onto mm-hmm. the pitch.